that's a culture that's on its way out.
Well, I haven't experienced that personally. So,
have you been driving in LA in the last year?
And no, I still
really? Have you been driving?
I still haven't experienced that personally.
Wow, I'm shocked.
But
you've been driving blindfolded
during that
again?
Discussion. I beg your pardon.
Have you been driving blindfolded again? I thought we talked to you about this.
I was the guy that was making the turn.
Ask them. I'm not after the meeting. Ask a few folks. I'm not making this up.
But at the end of that, you were talking about the importance of detached awareness to keep yourself safe and then taking action quickly. Isn't that basically what you're talking about now?
No, I was talking specifically about in the event of cultural emergencies, in the event of societal quick tilts, be ready to make a decision if you need to.
Isn't that what we're talking about now?
No, what we're talking about now has nothing to do with what's going on in society, with large cultural changes. It has to do with how human beings live, no matter what's going on. And how we live is we believe ourselves until we learn better. Until we see that there's a broader, better way than putting so much stock into just one point of view because it happens to be ours. Then we're limited in that way. So this isn't about be ready to act if action is necessary. This is about see the reality in every way, no matter what's going on around you, of the limit and closeness of believing your own ideas too strongly, of holding on too firmly because it's personal, because it's yours. This is about the small and the big and the in-between, about day, about night. This isn't about anything specific. This is about everything, how we view everything. That discussion was more about societal shifts. And if a broad political change suddenly occurs, and it's very possible, these things can happen quickly, that the lesson of history is you might have a limited time to adapt. You might have a limited time to decide what to do. You know, if you were a Jew in Nazi Germany, after a certain date, you couldn't leave. If you hadn't decided by then to get out, you couldn't get out. That was more what that discussion was about. This discussion is saying, whether you're in Nazi Germany or on the moon, stop believing your own opinion as if it's gold. That's all. It's just your opinion. It's just your point of view. It isn't gold. It may be gold. It may not be gold. The point is, we tend to believe all of it as if it's gold, because it's ours. And it can't all be gold. Some of it is garbage. By definition, some of it's going to be gold and some of it's going to be garbage. You know that old saying, even a dead clock has the correct time twice a day. By definition, sometimes your opinion will be just exactly right on. Maybe it's an accident, maybe it's because you're so smart, whatever. But to believe that it's always right on is foolish, is self-absorbed, is deluded. Break that delusion. Step out of that delusion. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't promote real wisdom. It doesn't help you. It keeps you on a pedestal where you shouldn't put yourself. And then you wonder why you're dizzy.
So do we just take things just as it is?
Well, that would be nice.
Well, then your mind isn't involved in something like that.
That's always the best way.